My name is Anne Cannon, and I suppose I'm really representing myself here, but I would have connections with women that are gone back to lifelong learning. So maybe some women actually don't even realise. I mean, that's how the women on the WELL programme, which is Women for Lifelong Learning, they heard about it because we asked Maurice to come in and speak to them because she was just back. And that's why they were so taken, because they didn't realise, that they were really upset, and they decided that they would use, what they were going to do was just bring recipes in to share with one another, that they would put it into a cookbook and sell it.
My name is Maurice Hegarty, and I've been active on Syria online and offline since the revolution. I find it almost impossible to understand how the world can stand back and let things like this happen. I was looking yesterday at a photograph of a Syrian infant, and only for the fact that the child was white, it was like those images that we all remember from African famines, you know, Biafra and things like that. The child was just skin and bone, you know, and every day you can see the list of names of people who've died of hunger. And it's often because they're also medically vulnerable, because not alone is the food not getting in, the medicine isn't either. And very often the medics are being targeted by snipers, the hospitals are being barrel bombed. So the actual support for people is being deliberately targeted and removed. There doesn't seem to be any viable political solution at the moment. The thing that concerns me is that when you had that vote 2 weeks ago in the United Nations, and for the first time ever Russia didn't veto the allowing of aid into the besieged areas, it was as if the world thought, oh well, that's all right then, they're getting the aid. They're not getting the aid. And the money for aid that goes into Syria actually goes to Assad's cousin, who's making a killing out of it. And the aid that's being brought in by external agencies is in danger of being bombarded, as it was when they went into Homs. And this is there all the time, this possibility that they won't get a safe passage. The number of media stunts that have been pulled where, for example, you know, aid is allowed into a town and you see the trucks going in and the grateful people holding out their hands for the food. And then you get a message on Facebook from somebody who's actually inside that area, and they say, yeah, we actually got enough food for 4,000 people to have one meal. And that was it.
My name is Valerie Hughes, and I'm an activist on Syria. And I was a former activist on Bosnia and Kosovo.
What is today all about?
Well, today is about marking the third anniversary of the Syrian revolution. We picked today particularly the famine memorial because it has a deep resonance with us, famine. And this is a kernel part of, you know, the starvation sieges, because it's, you know, it's not inevitable. They do have food. It's that Assad... It's mainly Assad and the regime who have a military siege around all these towns. So they're actually purposely starving them to death. And I think the Irish, this should really have a very strong resonance for us. And President Michael D. Higgins said in 2012, when he was addressing the famine in Boston, he gave a speech on the famine, and he said, you know, it has an ethical resonance for us, and it should be an ethical wellspring for us that inspires us to, you know, to advocate to stop hunger. And he said that's what motivates so many of our Irish NGOs who fight famine in Africa, and they're leading the world on, you know, we do very well with humanitarian aid, for example, as a result of our experience of the famine. But it's just that I feel the Irish government should be doing a lot more, because we are in the UN Human Rights Council. And I think it's, you know, to just sit back and allow these people starve to death is appalling. And for 3 years, this has been happening. They haven't allowed food in across the border. They want cross-border aid from Turkey, particularly, and that Assad is blocking it. And for 3 years, or for 2.5 years, they're calling for the aid to be allowed in. And this has been going on. And the Irish government are just, you know, we're on the UN Human Rights Council, and I feel we should be much more supportive in view of our own history of the famine.
I'd be amazed that when you mention it, people don't realise what's going on. Because when you realise it, you assume everybody else does, and they don't. And I think women sometimes, when it's a big hype in the media, they, sometimes you think it can turn you off because you're kind of questioning what's behind it. Where when you hear the personal story, like with Maurice, when you heard the personal story and you heard what was really happening, that was different.
There's a lot more work to be
There's
done.
There's a lot more awareness raising to be done, yeah. And the regular media carry a huge responsibility, and as far as I'm concerned, quite a significant burden of guilt for having failed to let the world know just how bad it is.